Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor, CHI Memorial. Good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed, and good morning to all of our intrepid listeners. Well, hope your Halloween was good. Mine was. A lot of fun. Costume party, got to be Elvis. So a lot of fun there. I make a darn good Elvis, I would tell you. Even glasses with sideburns on them. You ought to see them. I'll get you a picture sometime. On top of that, Election Day coming up. So a very big week coming up for everybody. So I'll keep praying for this country. And I know a lot of people are. Busy week for me, Ed, but a good week. How about yourself?
Well, we always say the same thing. We both are full steam ahead, 100 miles an hour. Dr. Green's sitting over there with this muscle shirt on, looking all fit and trim. Oh, my gosh. He's got to still be hitting the gym. How many days a week?
I am awful. Maybe 2 days a week. And so I'm trying to do your thing where did I go yesterday? And if I didn't go, then I've got to go. But, you know, I'll get a phone call. It's like, let's go out to eat. So, you know, if it's date night versus gym, that's not really much of a competition, really. But I've got to start doing a little better. So I have the goal of getting back to at least five. I'm not going to go back to seven like I used to do. Mm-hmm. 7 days a week was too much. Five a week is my ultimate goal, and I'm going to at least go from practically nothing to 3 days a week as of this coming, say, about 2 weeks from now.
Super. Well, 3 days a week, we can do very well at that. Two is barely maintaining, and four, to me, is ideal. I am sitting across from Dr. Green with a very bright red face. I did get a facial, which I did one last year, called a halo, and it is a laser, and it is quite painful.
And if anyone wants to see what that looks like, just look at Tim Allen in Christmas with the Cranks.
Yeah, it won't last but one day, hopefully. But if you come by the store tomorrow, you'll probably still see some remnants of it. But I think it's worthy. I am a huge fan of modest amount of kind of anti-aging stuff. I would not do Botox. I have done it way in the past, and I just don't feel comfortable about something that I have to keep doing, and that when I quit doing, it's going to look like I age very quickly, because I'm not a good compliant person, patient. But a facial is different. It's actually removing some of the damaged skin and helping it repair itself. So Southern Surgical Arts, I will put a 2 cents in for them. They did an extremely good job. Tammy has been the person who's did it before, and she really knows what she's doing.
Where is their office?
They've actually opened a new one out in Ottawa, next to the Starbucks. And it was so much easier than the downtown location. I do want to... We do have a great guest today in the second segment, Dr. Williams, breast oncologist. And then on the third and fourth, we'll be chatting just the two of us again. I do want to say that down the road in this show, in the next third segment, probably, I'd like to cover a new blog, that video that I posted called The Top 5 Myths of CBD. It's something, if you are interested or you are taking CBD, you might be shocked at one or two of these. So we'll talk about that. I'm also, we always talk about food, because food is part of my life's journey, is the effects of food on our health, being positive or negative. And really cool, I did not realize this, but Salsarita, which I have talked about on a few occasions, I think has some very nice choices. When I say nice choices, I look for the ability to have a lower carb meal and foods that are not highly processed. Well, Salsarita kind of meets both of those. You know, is it a plate of the most organic vegetables on earth? No, but we have to find the middle ground to do the best we can. But so Salsarita, what I love about it is, I did not realize this, but they have an app, like all places. But this app, you can go in, and when you type in the food combination that you want to put together, it's going to break down the carbohydrate, fats, and protein. And as good and as experienced as I am at looking at food and trying to figure out how the numbers are going to play out, I actually did mine, and I was not quite as accurate as I thought I would be, because I'm living on a diet Monday through Friday to lunch at 50 carbs, and I'm doing 150 carbs Saturday, Sunday. That allows me to not gain any body fat, makes me feel better, think better, and manage blood chemistry much better. But it's not easy to be at 50, because you can blow that in, you know, a couple snacks, actually.
Oh, you can. And I have been doing a lot better on I just like a low-carb type of lifestyle. You know, I was doing keto right when the pandemic hit and food became scarce. So that put a big cramp in that style. It was all intermittent fasting and keto, and I'd probably lost like 10 pounds. Mm-hmm. And then, boom, here came COVID, and gym shut down, and that sort of ruined everything. And it's hard to get back into the swing, but you just have to take some baby steps. That's what I tell my patients to do. Just get back in the gym, get back on a healthy eating plan. And I have been on actually a pretty good low carb this last week, and I do feel better when I do that. Just all those carbs, I'd rather run on healthy fats than carbs any day, and it really does, I think, make most people feel better. And by the way, I did try an old new one, Thatcher's. So I went by there. Here's the bad thing, and it would have ticked you off, and you would have left one of those business cards with the COVID guidelines. I was sitting there looking at the menu or waiting on a table, and I will say these. I've been there years and years ago. The food is amazing, you know, down in Ringgold.
Oh, I didn't know it was in Ringgold.
Yeah, it's off 41 Highway, not too far from our office.
Okay.
Anyway, the service, though, COVID-driven poor service, let's just put it that way. And the kids working there didn't seem to care. And I waited so long. We waited so long. We just said, forget it. I mean, after like 30 minutes of sitting there, and it's a small place anyway, but the service was horrible. And we got up, drove right down to Champy's, which is now in Eastridge, and I got actually a good chicken salad. It was a very good salad.
It is.
But when I walked in, we have table for two. Right. Come on, let's go seat you right now. It wasn't a wait. They look normal. They are doing proper distancing, so they're abiding with the regs, but it looks normal. Way to go, Champy. So I will say they are doing a much better job as a business. They are welcoming, inviting, and their business is running smoothly as opposed to over at Thatcher. So way to go, Champy's.
Way to go to brag on the ones who deserve to be bragged on. And I've said this before, the businesses who sharpen their sword during tough times will be the ones who will survive. Sorry, Thatchers, you're not sharpening, you're dulling your sword. Yeah, I found an interesting, a customer sent this to me. It's a sign at Aldi's, and I really like this because they're finding a good common sense middle ground. It says, to help our cashier, hear you better. We may ask you to lower your mask. Well, hell yes. I don't have the best hearing. Everybody starts losing hearing a little as we age. I'm not deaf, but at 63, I don't hear as I did at 53.
And at 52, I don't hear as well. And I'm having trouble with masked people sometimes as well.
Yeah, so I lip reading, did not realize how much into lip reading I was until since we can't do it, I do realize it. And there are soft-spoken people, and I'm really struggling. And so I'm having to turn my ear and try to make them see that I can't hear. And, you know, many people are accommodating by speaking a little bit louder, but it's a chore. And I love Aldi's. I love that middle-of-the-ground common sense, not this polarizing win or lose or, you know, empowerment of these people who think they can be the new police officer. So if you're a business and you're doing it that way, you will lose.
Well, depending on who wins this week, in the future we're going to have, I'll say, polarized viewpoints. That's what I'm looking for, because I did hear one particular candidate say, oh yeah, you need the government and science to protect you. We'll protect you, make it a national mandate, and it'll make you feel so much better. I don't agree with that. I don't need somebody to tell me how to live and how to protect myself. I'd rather it be my choice. Did you see all the moms that were arrested?
No.
I don't even know which state. It was on ABC News, and a whole group of moms refused to wear masks at some sort of school meeting in the evening. And one of the ladies was interviewed. Oh, they arrested him, by the way. And she was interviewed, and she said, I should have the right to choose if I want to wear one or not. But they were willing, just like that book, Civil Disobedience, they were willing to disobey, and they got arrested for it, which I think is kind of ridiculous to get arrested for that.
Yeah, that's a tough conversation. I mean, we do abide at Nutrition World as you do with common sense. And I'm not, you know, I've kind of actually gotten used to the mask idea. I just don't want to be punished with laws if I don't. But I'm also into there has to be some kind of strict guidelines or everyone or many people won't wear it. So I don't know. I'm not the one to have an answer.
It's a tough thing. Aren't you glad you don't have to be like making those rules?
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. And the thing is, the numbers really are so skewed because the death rate now is significantly lower, even though we have higher number of diagnoses. That is different than people being ill. And so they're being skewed for whatever reasons that may be, whatever agendas are behind that. And the flu, I don't know, I've heard the flu is almost non-existent right now.
Well, I haven't seen a case yet.
Okay.
People are getting their flu shots, but we weren't testing at all for influenza during this whole time until now. Mm-hmm. So we're just starting to test again. You know, I felt sorry for that baseball player. Was it a Dodgers guy that was diagnosed or was testing back in the eighth inning? And they tried to kick him out of the game?
No.
Out of the stadium? Yeah, so that's been all over the news as well. He had been in the game for eight innings. What difference is it going to make to take him out halfway through the eighth? I ask you, what difference is it going to make? He's in the middle of a baseball field anyway, and he's been in the dugout with these guys all day. How is it going to help? Anyway, those are just some odd decisions I'm seeing where people don't think, they just react.
That's a great way to say it. And we're going to talk about a lot more stuff in Vital Health Radio, one of which is a question that a listener did write in, wants to talk about both of our opinions on flu shots. So that'll be interesting and all good. So it is time to take a break. When we come back, we will be discussing important conversation with Dr. Williams, breast surgical oncologist from Memorial. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. I'm back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And we have a guest that we've had before, excellent, that we're going to talk about. Of course, breast health, mammograms, and the conversation around that. Welcome, Dr. Williams, to Vital Health Radio.
Thank you guys for having me.
And, you know, the day hopefully will come when we can get people back in the studio. And because I haven't ever met you in person, but I do remember our last conversation. I know that, you know, a lot's gone on this year, and I know that before this, I think there was certainly an easier routine with women getting mammograms, and but probably COVID has interrupted some of that. But first off, you know, we've got a few minutes here. You want to start the conversation with, you know, what's going on and what has changed about women's kind of the process of getting mammograms, or has it changed?
So initially, when the pandemic started, it did change. We were only doing diagnostic imaging, and we kind of put screening imaging on hold. However, that has changed. You know, we've modified how we check people in and, you know, kind of that process of getting the mammogram. So now we're back in the full swing of things and doing our screening mammograms as well. But it did slow down for a while at the beginning of the pandemic.
You're thinking just people scared to go in and get their mammos?
I think definitely. And I think still now a lot of people are still kind of hesitant about coming in and getting their screening mammograms. But we want everybody to, you know that we're doing our part to keep everybody safe, and that it's still important to not let the pandemic deter them from getting their screening mammogram.
And, you know, I think that's a great point. CHI is doing a fantastic job with all of their social distancing, masking, all of our, you know, procedures and policies are in place and have been for quite a while. And even if someone is sick, I keep telling people on the air, it's like, don't worry, just call in. We'll tell you what to do. And you do that. The Mary Ellen Locher Breast Center does that. We do that. And people, I don't think, need to be afraid at all to go see their providers.
Definitely.
Well, you know, I've always got my 3 cents to put in on this. I've been, you know, advising people on nutrition and health for over 4 decades. And there's one thing I've repeated probably more than any other statement. And that's when they ask me, you know, because a lot of people do know me for years and trust me as far as at least my opinions. Doesn't mean they always believe in it, but they do trust that I'm coming from a good place. And I, you know, they may ask me about procedures like mammograms or drugs or surgeries or nutritional supplements. And I always say, I really believe everyone should weigh the risk against benefit out on almost every single decision you make with your health. So if we do it that way, the true risk of COVID, if you're not in a super risky health situation, is being overblown big time. I mean, we know that, you know, a huge percentage of people who get it are going to be fine, especially if their vitamin D levels are adequate. We know from studies, if the vitamin D is at least 50 nanograms, the chance of severity of symptoms is reduced by 90%. So if a person wants to think about the mammograms, hell, the risk of getting COVID is so much less than probably the good information you would get from coming to you or anyone who's skilled at the mammogram conversation. So tell me about the new location at the Mary Ellen Locher Breast Center.
So we've recently, back in August, we opened up our new location on the Parkway in Ringgold. And we have every imaging modality there that we have at our other three facilities. So now we're at Ringgold. We're, of course, downtown on Glenwood. We're in Hickson as well as Ootowa.
Well, super. Yeah, you know, I think it's so cool that, you know, we're branching out. I spoke in the first segment. I went and had a big facial done yesterday called a halo, and they've got a new location in Ootowa. And so many of these Ootowa and Ringgold things opening is helping people with convenience, because going downtown can be a headache. So,
yes. And our goal is to ultimately keep our patients in the communities that they live in and service them in those communities.
I love that.
Yeah, and they're doing a great job, Ed, downstairs, and Dr. Williams, you know that. The new Mary Ellen Locher Center is fantastic, and they're getting reports in a timely fashion, get all my mammograms back really, really fast. They're sending the letters to the patients, of course, and I'm very, very thankful to have them downstairs now. Dr. Williams, if you wouldn't mind for our listeners, though, could you review the current screening guidelines for mammograms for our listeners?
So we still recommend that our patients start screening at the age of 40, and then we still recommend that they continue to get mammograms on a yearly basis, at least until their lifespan is, you know, especially if their lifespan is 10 years or greater. And that may change a little bit depending on family history. So, you know, we try to treat our patients on a patient-by-patient basis and not kind of group them into a bundle. So that may change a little bit, but on average, we recommend starting at 40 and continuing those mammograms every year.
That's awesome information. You know, I knew Mary Ellen Locher very well. She was a really consistent customer of a client of mine at Nutrition World. And I don't remember the year she passed, but it has been some years, and she was a real great inspiration. I know she, again, balanced both sides of the equation. She certainly respected and utilized conventional medicine, but she was a huge nutrition person, and that was do you know what year she died? I'm guessing it was 15 years ago, but I really don't know. Do you know, Dr. Green?
Okay, I was just thinking the same thing. I cannot recall.
Yeah, she was a great lady. As far as people who say don't have insurance, how do we help people like that, Dr. Williams?
Definitely. We always try to tell everyone, you know, there is no reason to let not having insurance or being underinsured stop you from getting your screening mammograms or even a diagnostic mammogram, because we have a financial assistance program that we provide to our patients all year long.
Oh, super. So
that's uninsured as well as underinsured that we can provide assistance for.
Oh, that's great. That's great. You know, there is a question I want to ask, and this is something I have heard, of course, all my life of when physicians talk about their training, and they talk about fellowship trained. I really, truly do not know what that means. Can you explain that to me?
So all of our breast surgeons, we are fellowship trained, meaning that we specialize in only breast surgery. So our initial training was in general surgery. You know, we kind of did the whole gamut of general surgery, but we all went and did more specialized training that helped us focus on the management and the treatment of solely breast cancer.
So it's additional training, or it's just more like specific for this specific topic?
It is additional specific training.
Got you. Yeah, it's, I mean, I fly small airplanes, and it's, you know, very similar as a pilot. If I want to, you know, be a commercial pilot and fly a jet instead of a prop plane, I've got to get specific training in that specific plane, or I will not be, cannot excel if I don't do that. So, obviously, it goes across all lines as far as our skill levels and occupation. So that's something a person would want to look for, is someone who has fellowship training, right?
Definitely. And I think across the country, that's where, you know, more hospitals and breast centers are leaning towards, definitely kind of making that a requirement that their surgeons, as far as breast, are fellowship trained.
Okay. Well, I know one of the questions that I get asked constantly is, or concerns, and I know you can address this, is the level of radiation that is people are exposed to with mammograms. Can we talk about that?
Yes. So a mammogram is essentially just an X-ray of the breast. A lot of people do have that concern that if they get a mammogram on a yearly basis, how much X-ray is that exposing them to? And it's a lot less X-ray radiation than if you were to get a chest X-ray or a CT scan. And so we always tell patients that it's not significant enough that, like you said, the risk-to-benefit ratio, and that they don't have to be worried about getting a cancer from getting their mammogram.
Good information. I mean, we all know that, you know, the perfect scenario is no radiation, but again, you weigh out risk against benefit. And if a person has family history and they really, I mean, you know, it's, you can't look in the mirror and see what's inside your body. So this is definitely a method that is has been fine-tuned to be very accurate. It just popped in my head. What is the accuracy rates of the technology that we now have? I know it's probably vastly improved over the years.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, as far as imaging, we now have 3D tomosynthesis. We have MRIs. And now a lot more people are also getting breast ultrasound. And so when you have all three of those modalities, then you can get, you know, an accuracy percent, you know, upwards towards 90% and greater. So that's really good. And that's the benefit of getting your mammograms now, is that we're finding these cancers at a super, super early stage. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, the earlier we find things, a lot of times that means that equates to having less treatment on the back end after your surgery for cancer.
Absolutely. And last question, probably, before we get to how people can contact you. And again, I'm just mentally rambling here. I know that it probably does throw a wrench in the works when women have breast implants, or does it? Is that a mistake from me?
It actually does not. We still have, our technology is so good that we're still able to get good screening mammograms on women that have breast implants. So that has not been a deterrence for us. And as far as biopsies, as far as surgeries, we're still able to treat those women just like our average population.
Well, cool. You've informed me on a couple topics here that I had no idea. Well, why don't we tell people listening, women who, and let me ask you this real quick. Men, I mean, do men need mammograms every now and then?
So if a man has a lump in the breast, then definitely mm-hmm. they need to reach out to their provider so that they can get in touch with a breast surgeon. On average, it's not going to be of high yield to screen all men with a mammogram, just because the average, you know, breast cancer percentage for a man is only 1%.
Gotcha. All right. Well, I can worry about something else then instead of that. All right, Dr. Williams, tell people how they can want to learn more, how they can access it, and maybe the websites or whatever.
So we are CHI Memorial Breast Care Associates. You can get any of our four locations in Chattanooga, Hickson, Ottawa, and Ringgold at this number, 423-698-0304. And our website is www.chimemorialmedicalgroup.org/breast.
Super duper. Well, that is awesome, Dr. Williams. And please, if you're in the area someday, come by Nutrition World and ask for me. I'd love to meet you in person. And again, we'll have you on here, I'm sure, in a few more months for any new updates. And hopefully you can make a journey to the station when things calm back down. So that was wonderful. And it is time for us to take another break. When we come back, we'll be talking about all of our goodies, Dr. Green and myself. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. And stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that is all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Of course, back with my partner, Dr. Green, and do want to make a quick comment again. Certainly don't want to get into politics, but, you know, the media and the COVID issue is absolutely insane because part of the headlines is due to an agenda that they have, not truly to educate the population, but to create massive fear.
And have you noticed how virtually everything is tied to COVID for the last 6+ months? Like, we're having a hurricane, people are dying. They say, I'm sure they are very concerned about the risk of coronavirus in this horrible time. Well, no, they're getting 3 feet of rain and 150-mile-per-hour winds, and probably a viral infection is the last thing on their minds as they're getting rescued by the chopper and airlifted out. I find that ludicrous that they will say, oh, that's got to be such on their mind. No, it's not.
No.
At least I don't think so. Am I crazy for saying that?
Well, you know, in March and April, it was on our mind because we were we didn't have the information and we did not know how it would spread and whether it was going to drop us in our tracks. But since that time, we know from experience that isn't the case.
Well, I mean, in a survival, you know, you're fighting for your life. Is that what's on your mind? No. And I'm talking about, they were saying people that are fighting for their lives in these conditions, that is on their mind. I'm thinking, no, I've been in a survival situation a couple of times and no, I was not thinking about anything but surviving. You know, not dying.
Yeah.
You know, that's all that's on your mind, trying to figure that one out. You know, thankfully, you know, we're not usually in that situation, but it's little things like that cause me to turn my TV off a lot over the last 6 months, talking about just if they would give the facts correctly and not dwell on the fear and saying this is, you know, these are alarming numbers. They use a lot of superlatives in their descriptions, and those superlatives over and over and over do have an impact on people's psyche when they're listening.
They do, because there's underlying agendas on both sides, not just one, and creating fear is a way to manipulate people. I encourage everyone to know that part of this is true and part of it is untrue. The thing is, again, I've spoke before, I've had COVID. I had it on June 7th. I wrote about it on my website, nutritionw.com. And the fact that the research is becoming more clear that if we nutritionally supplement, your risk of severe symptoms is very low. That's why Nutrition World's giving free vitamin D to all healthcare workers and to school teachers.
You know, I was just thinking, you talked about motivating with fear, and that's so true. And I was just all of a sudden thought about what Jesus said, motivate love. So something you said earlier, I think in the first segment, you said, well, I'm going to do this out of caring for my fellow man. That is a very good motivation. Let's see that on the news and say, because you love your brothers and sisters out there in the community, put on your mask out of love, not out of fear, but out of caring for the other person. Do it for that reason. Now, that will be a great reason to wear your mask, and it's positive, it's motivational, and it's caring.
And that would change the whole attitude of some of the anti-maskers if we could just do it from that perspective and not feeling that we're being gunned down because we're not wearing it. Let's do it for a different intention, which is the caringness
Absolutely.
Of other human beings.
I was first taken to school by one of my Asian patients years ago, and he said, well, we had talked about a trip I had taken. I'd seen a group of people from Japan all wearing their masks. And he said, well, you understand why we do that, right? And I said, well, I guess you're scared of, I mean, we're talking 10 years ago. I said, I guess you're scared of catching something from us. He goes, no, the opposite. We're trying to be thoughtful of you. We're wearing a mask so you don't catch anything that we might have unbeknownst to us. He said, we're being thoughtful to you. I felt awful, but he did that on purpose, and he taught me a lesson. And you know, I'm still thankful for him taking me to school for that. And that is a great motivational fact. Now, do it out of love, not out of fear.
Well, I don't think anyone could argue with the fact that if we can just turn our inner spirit more toward love than we do toward hate or fear, we are going to be in a better place. The world will improve. I want to perhaps move on from there. I do want to say that on my personal Facebook and on the Holistic Navigator Facebook, I loved what you said last week about fear, and you really put it in its place, because you were having a conversation with someone who basically chided you because you weren't living in fear. Mm-hmm. Go to either the Holistic Navigator or Ed Jones's Facebook. All you got to do is listen to the first 3 minutes. I posted the link, and I think it would be valuable for anyone who's having real fear issues with this. And again, supplement your body with the right nutrients. On the Holistic Navigator, I've interviewed two physicians, Dr. Michael Smith and Dr. Roundtree, on the things to do to prevent severe symptoms. Now, we did get a letter, email from a listener that would like our opinions, because they can tell, and you and I can debate anything, and we have no hard feelings. We do things like it used to be done in the world, where we don't polarize and have to run out of the room screaming because we don't agree on everything. This is about the flu shot, and so this person wants to know, will each of you tell me why you agree or disagree with taking the flu shot and why? So that's a good question.
Yeah, there are a lot of people that are anti all immunizations, and you know, there are religious reasons. There are some people for health. Some people are scared of having an allergic reaction, or Guillain-Barré, which is a neurologic condition, which is very dangerous, actually. So there are some real fears. You know, those bad preservatives should not be in any, you know, that was the old reason to not get one. And yes, in the past, there was some danger from preservatives, but like the ones we buy are very safe. And can you still have an adverse reaction? Yes. Could you have an allergic reaction? Yes. Is there a risk of Guillain-Barré? Yes, there is a risk, but you know, I get mine every year. Mm-hmm. So why do I get mine? Now, in the past, you know, it's required for us to get one, by the way, as healthcare providers. And if we didn't get one in the past, we would have to wear a mask throughout the season. And that's a long time. Well, now we're wearing masks anyway. So I thought about that. Am I going to get mine? Well, I did just this past week. My thought is it still gives a layer of protection to us from flu. And frankly, I'll take any protection I can. And my patients that are asking me, I'll say, well, if you're stuck in a war zone, would you rather have no body armor or anything? Is any body armor going to protect you against everything? No, but it gives you a layer of protection. Every year, the medical authorities try to predict exactly the variants of influenza that are going to peak. You know, that's a hard thing to do. They're predicting the future like somebody trying to predict the stock market. And they do a pretty good job, but I mean, it may just come out that it's 40% effective this year. Who knows? We'll know that by the end of the season. But I'll take a 40 or 50% protection over none any day of the week, and I'll assume the risk on my own body of some adverse reaction. And so I got mine. That's my initial thoughts, Ed.
I love it, because you said a very important thing. You will assume the risk. And yes, as I spoke about with Dr. Williams, the oncologist, you know, I've based a lot of my opinions and advice on weighing risk against benefit of everything. That even includes nutritional supplementation. You weigh the risk against benefit. And sometimes doing nothing is better than doing something, but mm-hmm. It all depends on the conversation at hand. You know, the biggest thing to me is, and I do know that there are the immune responses that happen when we do vaccines. What does that mean? That means your body is practicing itself so that it can be more able to defend against a pathogen. Well, that's pretty good practice. But the problem is, again, I am still connected to some of the ingredients that go into the shot more than I am the actual flu. virus itself. What are those ingredients? They do put antibiotics into most vaccines because it helps them to store it longer. Second, formaldehyde. It is used to deactivate and to decontaminate the flu virus. They are using chicken egg proteins, which in some people has caused a problem. They use canine kidney cells because instead of being grown on chicken eggs, two vaccines, which are, you can pronounce this, FLUCELVAX.
I would have to look at it.
There's two different this brand names are grown on canine kidney cell line, and they're inactivated by detergent. Next is gelatin. And lastly, the one I'm concerned the most about is thimerosal, which is 50% mercury. It's not in pediatric vaccines anymore. Thank goodness.
And that's what I was referring to a little while ago. That's right. Such a big thing for people.
Yeah. And I am hugely invested in this mercury causing mental, emotional, and neurological things at a certain level. That's why we, you know, don't have the old mercury thermometers like I used to. And I don't.
I miss those.
Because I'm 10 years older than you, Dr. Green, you probably did not experience this. I remember very clearly being in third or fourth grade and they passing around a bottle of mercury and we got to pour it out into our hands.
We did that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. That was the last of it then in your days, I'm sure, because we didn't realize the toxicity of that heavy metal.
Well, like about fifth grade or so, I can remember doing that. It was a lot of fun, too.
Oh, it was. It had a
liquid metal was cool.
Oh, it was like something from another planet. So, that's our opinions on flu shots. And everyone needs to make it a choice on their own.
And I was just looking up the one that we're primarily using is FluBlock right now. And it does have a good safety rating. I haven't had time to really research in depth for some of those things, but it is supposed to be one of the best out for this season.
Okay. The next subject I want to cover real quickly is we actually did a little video at nutritionw.com on the top five myths of CBD. And I'm not going to go into this, but here's the type five myths that I talked about. One is CBD effective for all things? Secondly, is the dose on the bottle correct? Well, that's a myth. No, it's not. I tell about dosing on my video. Third myth is that it will not make you test positive for THC. Big myth. Don't lose your job over it. I don't care what the label says. Fourth myth is CBD is all natural. The word natural really does not mean much. No, they're not all natural because of certain growing methods and processing methods. And fifth, which is the biggest one to me, is that CBD is safe with all pharmaceuticals. No, they're not. There's some pharmaceuticals that it deactivates or it increases the blood levels of.
Such as?
Well, you know, and you know all this very well, the P450 system in the liver, which has to do with how we process things. Well, any drug that is prescribed that says on the warning, do not take with grapefruit juice, is going down the same exact pathway that CBD does.
Okay.
So
one thing I've never researched is CBD and interactions.
You know, if we're talking about a drug, perhaps for pain, it's one thing. But if you're doing a drug that has to do with epilepsy or heart rhythms or any real
blood pressure, a lot of those do.
Yeah. Now, blood pressure, you could probably journey on your own if you're doing at-home testing to make sure you didn't get too much or too little because your numbers would change. But these other drugs, they're critical to your life.
And the levels make a difference.
Big difference. We don't, and sometimes this CBD can increase the level of the drug, so you could actually get more toxicity.
But if you work with your provider, then they could probably adjust the dose.
Adjust the dose, exactly. It's just like that same conversation on the Coumadin warfarin thing. If the clinic wants to adjust the dose to a certain nutrient, they can do this. And I've got several people in town who work with people on Coumadin who say, okay, if you want to take these nutrients, let's work together and I will adjust your Coumadin based on that. Now, that is a little bit of it takes some work, there's no doubt, but
it's a funny conversation, though. It seems like everybody on Coumadin loves greens. And we're getting out of writing as much. We're writing the newer factor 10s, but you know, then when you tell them, okay, well, if you've got to have those Brussels, fine, but you have to have them every day. And they go, why?
Yeah.
Like, because you have to think about it like a medicine. You got to get the same amount of vitamin K every time or it's not going to be stable. And most times you can reach a happy Brussels sprout to Coumadin ratio.
Well, that brings me to my last thing for the last minute. I was with someone at Sonic. I don't know.
You go to Sonic?
No. I was with them in the car. I sat there because they wanted
That's some good food there. It's all natural.
That's what I was going to talk about. They do have great unsweet tea. That is, they have these little strawberries that they put in there. It's actually, and I'm always amazed when I sit there and look at the menu, and I've made the comment every single time that why can't a restaurant at least have one single healthy thing to offer? They don't. They actually, but...
Because most people don't want it?
No, well, maybe, but there's always two people in a car most times. Well, one person may be like me. So offer me one single redeeming food. Well, I was there last Sunday, and they have this little digital board that flips with these different products. Well, all of a sudden, I see out of the corner of my eye the word broccoli. Well, they have broccoli at Sonic, but...
Really?
But,
well, is it fried?
Oh, it's beyond fried. It is like a tater tot is what it looks like. And they have put a little bit of green broccoli in the middle of a tater tot and fried it in that despicable oil that comes at these fast food places that is horrendously bad. And I took a photo of it. I was trying to find it to show you. I can't find it. But I actually laughed because that's what I kept saying. Give me something healthy. And I guess that's a baby step. I don't know, but it was.
I don't know if that counts, Ed. But you know, it's all about the money for them, and I'm sure they've researched this stuff, and they know that you know steamed broccoli probably wasn't going to make them any money, but a broccoli tater tot. Now that's going to work.
That's going to work. Oh my! So that's. I guess I'll give a baby plug to Sonic. They're going there maybe the right direction, but really a lot of this has to do with the mindset of the people who are in the big corporate offices. If they're eating pure junk, well, they're not going to find value in healthy food. If one of them had recovered from an illness because they completely changed their diet, they're going to see it a little bit different. So a lot of this is personal lifestyle.
Well, I'm glad some still have a way to make it a healthier choice, like you can get grilled Zaxby salad. Yeah. Be careful with your dressing. Chick-fil-A has the same kind of things. And their grilled nuggets are not as good as their fried. I will say that.
No, they're not.
So they have a ways to grow with their healthy choices to make them taste better.
Yep, just like Chick-fil-A did early on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, brother, it's time to take another break. When we come back, we will be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment as always. We've got that, plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet. And keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here, 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and we always look forward to this segment of Dr. Green's Spiritual Moment.
Thank you, Ed. And the Spiritual Moment is once again brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more about Silverdale, just visit their website, silverdalebc.com, or download their free app for Android or iPhone. And Ed, it's very ironic. We were talking about fear earlier and love, because guess what we're talking about right now? Yes, we're going to start with 1 John chapter 4, verse 18, which says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love." And Galatians chapter 4, verse 6, "Because you are his sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, Abba, Father." The Bible discusses fear a lot, numerous times. God knows that as humans, part of the human condition is a struggle with this difficult emotion. For many of us, this is a daily struggle, but for some of us, dealing with fear is a nightmare. But please, don't give up hope. God has provided hope for us all in the person of Jesus. Hope is found in him alone. He is our Savior and our help. He is our place of rest. He is our shield from the tumult of this world. He is the one who delivers us. The verses today told us that perfect love drives out fear. Well, there's a song called No Longer Slaves by Bethel Music, and the lyrics say that I am no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. Well, that is your identity in Jesus, a child of God. Well, meditate on that truth. Let that sink in. What an amazing fact. The same song goes on to say, "My fears were drowned in perfect love." Well, we need to be reminded that we can live lives of purpose, fiercely, free from the control of fear. God loves us perfectly, passionately, unashamedly, unconditionally, and His perfect love casts out fear. Pastor and author Derwin Gray once said, "Remember, fear is not from God. Power is." That's a good thing to keep in mind. Let's close with Psalm chapter 73, verse 26, which says, "My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. He is our strength. Freedom from fear is found only in Him." And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed?
Thank you as always, my friend. And I love our conversations about placing fear in the right part of our package of life. You know, it's something we're wired for because that's what we use to keep from stepping on the rattlesnake, to run from something that's dangerous. But it's consuming us today. And again, I loved what you said last week on Vital Health Radio about the fear conversation. That will be found on the Holistic Navigator Facebook or Ed Jones's Facebook. I do want to mention, I deal with so many people as you do, Dr. Green, and sometimes we forget how fleeting life can be. We're here one moment, and the next we are gone. And we get so wrapped up in the smallest things of life. And I have two things, one of which we just found out that Sean Connery just passed away at 90 years old. Another one that a lady who shops at the store just is on my heart. Her name is Gianna, and she had esophageal cancer. Mm. She's had one thing after another. Very, very difficult surgery three years ago. And she's a real trooper. But last week, she was at Sam's with her husband, who was really her life partner. He tripped and fell, and he died 2 hours later.
Oh.
I mean, we think that we, you know, have to have all these things in our life to make us happy, and none of those are going to do that in the end. And so just, I need to keep death on my shoulder. I really heard that long ago, and that doesn't mean it's consuming me. It's not depressing me. It actually gives me perspective for the gifts that I have been given this morning, not tomorrow. And it's easy for me to forget that.
Yeah, I appreciate that, and I agree with you. It's a hard thing to think about. There's a proverb about that I'll have to look up one day, but sort of Solomon was talking about going to a funeral was better. You know, the thinking about the death is better than thinking about the birth. It puts you in the right place. And then you do. If you start thinking about that, you appreciate the little things every moment, the time with your friends, with your spouse, with your children, and it takes on a new meaning, and it is priceless at that point. And the small things, the arguments, the hurts, and all that, mm-hmm. really kind of faded away in importance at that point, don't you think?
Absolutely. They go from an 8 to a 2 if we have the right perspective. I do want to say real quickly, I want to give more accolades to my great floor manager at Nutrition World, Scott. He has been a stellar person for helping so many people at Nutrition World.
I've heard that too, by the way.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And we had several posts on Facebook this week that were just singing his praises. Secondly, again, I want to repeat that the impact of vitamin D levels on all your health, including breast cancer, as we talked to Dr. Williams today, but also on reducing severity of COVID, is crucial. That's why Nutrition World gives away free vitamin D to teachers and healthcare workers. And we do blood testing every last Friday of the month. We did blood testing this past Friday, literally had them lined up outside the door. We had more people than we've ever seen because people are embracing some of their own health.
And I get a lot of those questions too.
Yeah, absolutely. And then lastly, we do have a new lady at Nutrition World called Gloria Keel is her name. I've known her for 30 years. She is probably the most widely known for bioidentical hormone replacement. So anyone who wants to pursue that conversation, Gloria Keel will be available 1 to 2 days a week at Nutrition World's building next door at the Wellness Clinic, along with our other 16 practitioners that we have. So that's a big mouthful. We've done a lot today, a lot of talking. I think it was an awesome show. We spoke about the flu vaccine, mammograms, pandemic.
Politics
a little, food. The biggest thing, of course, was the broccoli tater tot. So, guess
what?
Still
can't believe that. Just, I would pay good money for a picture of you sitting at Sonic. I really would. I'm going to have to, if anybody got him there, send it to me. Call me.
No one's going to see me. I'm incognito. That does it for this week's edition, Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones, Nutrition World on Lee Highway, Chattanooga. Have a healthy and safe and peaceful day. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.